states and what states produced and all. Of course, I think they were so much more thorough. I think an eighth grade education back that far was equivalent of a high school education today. I really do.
Some of those fundamental subjects that I sure think they've done wrong.
We had high school students down there working in the drugstore, and once in a while, you know, just while they were loafing around, we'd get off on the subject of geography or states and capitals or multiplication tables. And honestly, it was pitiful now what those children knew. And there's not one out of a dozen that can write.
Spelling, I think, is one of the things, too, that's falling down, and it's pitiful. I never was a good speller myself, but it's pitiful.
We're not stressing the memory work that we used to.
6 months and hadn't missed a word in spelling, and I studied a word wrong, and it was harangue. And I missed it. Well, it just nearly killed me now. I just tell you that you can find a child that took schoolwork that seriously now.
After I finished the eighth grade, there was a lapse there, and Father sent us to go to a lot here. It was really teachers normal during the summer. But we'd line up there, maybe 50 people in a line, have those spelled out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't hear that anymore. Now,
no.
That's mighty good training.
And then you remember how they ciphered
Friday afternoon, you always had these ciphering matches,
you know.
I do that sometimes with freshman classes.
I think it's
the same thing with their languages. So much easier, seems to me, that the children down in the grades to take a language than they wait up. Now, I pretty near got me in college when I had to go in. We didn't have any in high school. They didn't teach language. I get in there and had to take a course. I took it in German, and that come pretty near getting me out of college.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's just hard. And my grandfather was full-blood German and didn't hardly talk plain English.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, German will be easier for me because I could understand him, but I never talked it or never read it.
There is a difference, isn't there?
I tell you, I didn't know I was going to get through enough.
I bet you got a little mad at your grandfather, too, because he didn't make you learn German, didn't you?
Well, no, it was my own fault. He'd have been glad. I just didn't realize. And as a boy, a child there, I didn't realize the opportunity. And I thought, well, being around that, I'd just go through that fine. And I had to get into law school, I had to have one language course. Couldn't get me out of college. I tell you, I just sweat blood over that. And I didn't get much good out of it. I'm just not a linguist. I could, if you talk real slow, I could probably understand it today. But as far as writing it or reading it, I just never did get where I could. I think that's what you run into over there, and especially in Russia. They're studying three or four languages. You start right from the beginning. They can just talk as well as they can talk their own.
Germany too.
And I think it's something we're failing in.
Sure. Well, it makes us too provincial, I think. We think let them learn English.
Yes.
That's a mistake.
And that's selfishness and their own
discredit. You understand them, and they know it.
They know it. They can sit down and listen to it. Well, a lot of our trouble in this world, to me, is suspicion and lack of understanding. Mm-hmm. You sit in and see a bunch. I think we're all alike there. See a group with their heads together talking in a foreign language. We're suspicious that they're talking about us or something. And just that suspicion, if we all understood each other, it'd be a lot less trouble.
Well, even speaking English, people are suspicious of me when I come in and tell them who I am and what I'm doing.
Yes.
They don't understand that anything like this is worthwhile. After all, language we take for granted.
Yes, and a lot of other things along with it.
But if we didn't have language, I think we'd be worse off than if we lost the wheel or something.
The universal language would be a great thing if you got that off. No.
Mm-hmm.
Suspicion of nations, I don't know.
To go back a few years, what did you get your flower in when you